This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of 24 projects related to power, road, railway and water worth more than 46,300 crore rupees in Jaipur. Mr. Modi today participated in the celebrations organized to mark the completion of 1 year of the Bhajan Lal Sharma government of Rajasthan. He inaugurated 9 projects worth more than 11,000 crore rupees, which include 7 projects of the central government and 2 projects of the state government. He laid the foundation stone of 15 projects worth more than 35,300 crore rupees. These projects also include the Parvati Kalisind Chambal Link project, which is important for Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh. The MOA for this project was signed between Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan in the presence of the Prime Minister. President Draupadi Murmu has said India is emerging as a hub for affordable medical tourism and doctors are playing a pivotal role in this progress. She was addressing a convocation ceremony of AIIMS Mangalagiri in Andhra Pradesh today. President Murmu praised the medical profession as a path to serving humanity. She advised doctors to focus on service orientation, continuous learning and research. The president also advocated health care for all. She stressed on the importance of holistic health and appreciated AIIMS Mangalagiri's motto, Sakal Swasthya Sarvada. The Lok Sabha has approved the supplementary demands for grants, first batch for 2024-25. The government sought approval of Parliament to authorise gross additional expenditure of over 87,762 crore rupees. Out of this, the proposals involved net cash outgo aggregate to 44,142 crore rupees for payments of debts, liabilities and interest rates. The House also gave its nod to the Appropriation Bill to authorise payment and appropriation of certain further sums from the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2024-25. Replying to the discussion, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, "The government has increased the capital expenditure to boost the economy and over 11 lakh crore rupees budgetary allocations have been made in this year's budget." Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chaired a meeting of the Ministry's Consultative Committee in New Delhi today. In the meeting, the roles and functions of the new Defence Public Sector Undertakings, DPSUs, were discussed. During the meeting, committee members were also informed on the financial figures, modernisation, capital expenditure, exports, new products developed, ongoing research and development projects. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Singh said that these new DPSUs will carry forward modernization, indigenization and set new dimensions by incorporating world-class technologies. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today launched India's first of its kind anti-pesticide body suit, Kisan Kavach, in New Delhi. In a statement, the Science and Technology Ministry said that this bodysuit is designed to protect farmers from the harmful effects of pesticide exposure. It said that the washable suit offers protection against pesticide-induced toxicity, which often leads to severe health complications, including breathing disorders and vision loss. The National Human Rights Commission organized a core advisory group meeting on environment, climate change and human rights on the theme Climate Change and Human Rights in New Delhi today. In the inaugural address, Acting Chairperson of NHRC, Vijaya Bharati Saini, emphasized that climate change is impacting vulnerable communities, particularly tribal people. A top general in charge of Russian nuclear protection forces, Igor Kirillov, has been killed along with an aide by a bomb hidden in an electric scooter in Moscow today. According to Russia's investigative committee, Kirillov was killed alongside his second-in-command. Kirillov is the senior-most military figure assassinated in Russia, yet as the Kremlin's campaign in Ukraine drags on. In the third cricket test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy, India narrowly avoided follow-on against host Australia on day 4 at the Gabba. India ended the day at 252 for 9, trailing by 193 runs after bad light. And that is the end of this news bulletin.